This is Life, Don't Miss It.
Want to see the world from a totally different perspective?
Ready for provocative conversation?
Intriguing stories?
And inspiration?
Then don't touch that dial.
Welcome
to Talk with Francesca.
She'll give you something to talk about all week long.
What if you took the time to really soak it?
Hello everyone and welcome to Talk with Francesca. My name is Maria Kearns Galeano. I am your host and we want to hear from you. We want to know if you have any questions, if you have comments, suggestions. Just go to Francesca's website at talkwithfrancesca.com and fill out the contact form or email her at info@talkwithfrancesca.com and she'll get right back to you. All right, so let's start. Sometimes in life, it can be extremely difficult to listen to your heart and do what feels right for you. There are so many outside factors that usually influence the way we behave. With us today is Nina Gianelli. Nina has worked in the television industry for over 14 years. Over the years, Nina has worked on many different projects and shows that include anything from talk, reality, game, travel, and docu-soaps. A few years ago, Nina went through a difficult health problem that made her want to learn more about holistic medicine. Now, she is the executive producer and co-founder for a company called Hard-Headed Entertainment. This company is based in both Boston and Los Angeles and is putting out force for good content. So let's welcome Nina. Hi, Nina. How are you? Thank you very much for being here with us today.
Hi. Thank you so much for having me.
As I said before, you are the executive producer for a company called Hard-Headed Entertainment. I know that a few years ago you had a health issue. Can you tell us more about that and how was your experience with doctors and your diagnosis?
Yeah, I'd love to. So back in 2009, I got really, really sick. I woke up with tingling all over my body from head to toe and was really, really scared. And so I went around to various doctors, had MRIs done, I had an EMG done, I had blood work done, and nobody could tell me what was wrong. My symptoms got progressively worse. I lost use of my arms. I had numbness. I couldn't really sit for long periods of time. I couldn't really turn my head. Wow. And every test showed up that it was normal, so I was very frustrated because I felt like I was going to die or I was dying and nobody had any answers for me.
Wow, that sounds really hard. When did you decide to start going to a holistic medicine doctor?
So after a few months of, you know, pursuing Western medicine, which I do greatly respect, I did decide to go holistic. So my mother actually took me to see her chiropractor. And she was the first person that really was able to help me and had some idea about what was going on with me physically. And so I started working with her. After one treatment, I actually started to feel a little relief for the first time in months. Mm-hmm. And then from there, I really, really aggressively started pursuing everything holistic. I started working with an acupuncturist. I was on teas with him. I tried pranic healing, which is an energy healing modality. I did reconnective healing, which is another energy healing modality. I started working with a homeopath. Really, I did everything and anything to get well. And although it did take some time, it eventually worked, which I was, you know, very, very grateful to everybody that helped me during that time because it was definitely difficult, you know, when you go to these doctors and you think that they're going to have answers and they don't. So I was happy that the holistic practitioners did.
Yeah, and sometimes it's really hard because people don't necessarily think that holistic medicine can help them. Do you think that holistic medicine can help anyone?
I think that holistic medicine can help anyone. I do. I think that, you know, there is a place for Western medicine. You know, if somebody breaks their leg, I would probably wouldn't suggest them just going to an acupuncturist. Like, they obviously need to have their leg set. But I do think that acupuncture can bring relief to those people. But yes, I do think that there's a big gap between, you know, Western medicine and people that are well. And I think that I fell, you know, in that gap in the middle where people didn't know what to do with me. So I definitely think holistic medicine works, which is why, one of the reasons why, you know, we started Hard-Headed.
because you went through that journey, you started your company. So can you tell us about Hardheaded Entertainment and what is the goal of the company?
Yeah, I'd love to. So from my health crisis came the idea to form a force for good production company that really raises awareness about alternative medicine and modalities that are out there, but not necessarily in the mainstream. So me and my best friend and a fellow producer formed it a year or so ago, and we really want to focus on, first and foremost, you know, getting the word out about alternative medicine, holistic modalities that are out there that really do work and can work, because, you know, I know that there are people out there like me that were feeling hopeless and helpless. And, you know, I was lucky enough to get well. And so we definitely want to get the word out about that, you know, producing videos either online, or we are developing some shows. So hopefully, you know, for major cable networks. And we also want to just focus on more positive programming. So really change makers, force for good people that are out there maybe developing products that are positive. So really the production company is about, you know, positive programming and really just raising awareness, you know, for these people that are out there that may not be getting exposure but are doing really great things in society.
That sounds amazing. And do you work with people around the United States, or is it only in Boston and LA where your company is located?
So right now I'm in Boston and I go back and forth to Los Angeles. Carrie is based in Los Angeles, but we work with people all over. You know, we do have a lot of people obviously in Boston and LA that we both know and have worked with over the 14 years, but we really have worked all over the country as producers that travel. So we do have crews in many different states. So really we could work with a client anywhere, really internationally or nationally.
That's great. Tell us a little more about the name. Why Hardheaded? What does that mean?
So the name is really inspired by really living life from your heart, really living your truth, whatever that truth is, really being your authentic self. So really following your heart, following your dreams, and then using your mind and your brain and your logic to ground it, right? So really leading with love instead of fear. You know, I think when you lead from the heart, the logic comes later. So really trying to be in the love and then using your brain and the logic to ground it, whatever it is, instead of, you know, doing things from fear or from logic or because you should. You know, really, you know, want to work with people that are living life from the heart.
You know, I think the same way, and it's really hard to get people to think like that. It's not easy to just follow your heart and do what you think is right for you. You have this pressure of society and your family and friends. So it's hard.
Yeah, definitely not. I think that we all grow up thinking like, oh, we should do this, or this is what I have to do. And I think that part of the reason I actually got sick was because I was abandoning myself and my truth. And so I think that that's part of it for me, you know, really living my life, you know, from a place of truth, which is not always easy. But
yes.
I try.
So what's exactly Hardheaded? What do you do? What services do you offer?
Yeah, so we really are storytellers, right? So we can do really everything and anything from pre-production through production to post-production. So a lot of people don't really know what that might mean.
Yeah.
But so if we're working with a client, basically we can do anything. We can help the client with the creative, so we can develop creative, writing treatments, outlines, ideas for their videos. We can book locations, coordinate logistics. If somebody's coming into Boston, let's say, and they need a crew, we can help with booking crew. We can brainstorm ideas for their video. And then we can execute it. You know, we can hire the shooters and the audio guys and women and the production assistants to go out into the field and make it happen. And so we can be right there. You know, we both direct cameras. You know, we can work with talent, making sure we have everything that we need content-wise, shot-wise. And then we can see it through into the edit, you know, into the post-production part. With working with the editor, we have editors we work with, you know, adding music, adding graphics. So really, we can do it all. We can also help people if they have an idea for a TV show to develop that idea. And then to even pitch it for them if that's something that somebody would like to do. The cool thing about us is that we've really kind of done a bunch of different shows over the years, so we really can do anything and everything from, you know, digital media TV network, a documentary, PSA, you know, if somebody just wanted a video for a product or a service, a PSA, a commercial, you know, so we really can do everything here at Hardheaded.
That's awesome because people don't have to have everything set already. You guys can help with just an idea. So that's really
amazing. Yeah, exactly. And there's two of us, right? So you have two brains to brainstorm and to, you know, figure things out. And we really do believe in working as a team.
You talked a little bit about what inspired you with your journey, with your health. Is there anything else that inspired you to fund this company?
You know, I think just the need for positivity right now. Like, obviously, we live in a world where there's a lot of negative news, you know, on a weekly basis. And just the need for more positive programming really inspired us, you know, to stop, you know, producing some of the conflict-driven stuff that's out there and to really focus on, you know, more positive programming and to just, like, raise the awareness. You know, there's so much good going on in the world, and I feel like we need good news. And so that's what we're all about, you know, bringing that to people's screens.
What types of content have you produced with Hardheaded so far?
So we actually just finished up a web series with a survivor of the Boston Marathon bombing. Her name is Jennifer Kaufman, and she hired us to produce a few videos for her about her actually healing journey, which was very in alignment with our mission. And Jennifer actually used holistic modalities to heal naturally from the bombing. So she's a very inspirational woman. We shot a few different videos. One was a sound healing session, which is called Biofield Tuning, which was very powerful. And then we did another video with her with pranic healing, which is a hands-off energy healing modality. And then we did one more with something called NET, which is neuro-emotional technique, and acupuncture. So it was a really powerful series. We actually just finished that up over the summer. And and we got really great feedback from it.
Can people watch that somewhere?
Yeah, so people can go to our website. It's heartheadedent.com. And it is on our project page. And in addition to the web series we did for Jennifer, we also are currently producing a series of 12 videos for a dietitian in New Jersey. Her name is Dana Snook. And that program focuses on how to feed children. So we actually done 12 videos focusing on how to feed kids from basically newborn all the way up through preschool. And so there's different videos for different stages and different foods and how to feed, you know, children, different foods. And so they're very informative.
That's amazing. Yeah, I think people really want that information. And it's really good that you give them the information in such an easy way. Doing videos, it's, I think, probably the easiest way people can get information because sometimes they don't want to read that much. You know?
Yeah, exactly. Especially nowadays, I think, you know, everybody wants to watch a video, and, you know, we definitely have very high production value and have gotten really great feedback from all of the videos that we've produced here at Hardheaded so far.
Yeah, that's great. Tell me more about the company being bi-coastal. How does that work?
Yeah, so basically I go back and forth. So depending, like Jennifer, for example, was based in Boston, so I was based in Boston doing the shooting and the directing, working with a local crew here. And, you know, Carrie actually was overseeing the edit in L.A. So we actually had an editor in L.A. that was putting it all together, and I was in Boston shooting it. So, you know, we really work well together. You know, we work like a well-oiled machine. So, again, I was on the ground here in Boston executing while Carrie was in L.A., you know, overseeing the edit. And again, you know, if we had a shoot in LA, Carrie would oversee that, and, you know, I may oversee the edit here in Boston. Again, we know people on both coasts and really all throughout the country, so, you know, we have the flexibility to really be wherever and go wherever. But, you know, right now I am mainly in Boston and she is mainly in LA.
So you went to Emerson, right?
Yeah, so actually my production company's partner, Carrie, also went to Emerson. We both graduated and went out to L.A. together. And I have since bounced around a little bit more than her. She's been mainly based in L.A.
What was your major? Was it TV production?
Yeah, my major was TV production and focus in visual media arts. Basically we both got degrees in TV and we've been producers for 14 years in the business. We both started in talk shows. I've worked in reality. I've done game shows over the years. She's done reality as well. And so, yeah, we've really traveled all over. You know, one time we even ended up in Alaska together on three different shows, but it just happened to be at the same time. So it was pretty cool.
That is really cool. When you were in college, did you think you were going to do something like this?
I don't think so. I think, we knew that we wanted to be producers, but I don't think that the idea for the company really came until, 2010, 2011, after I had my health issue. And at that time, that's when we really started to work more closely together, her and I, and, hard-headed, came to life.
What made you go into TV production at first?
To be honest, I was always a child that knew what I wanted to do. Very, very young, I knew I wanted to be a producer. I always felt like it was a cool medium and a cool way to help a lot of people. And I've been really grateful that throughout my career, I've had a lot of opportunities to work for Force for Good shows that have really given back to people.
Yeah.
So that really was my main goal. And so now to be able to do it with Hard-Headed, it just makes me feel more excited.
Yeah, I think it's great that with this and the mass media, you get to show people what they want to know and you get to help them. So I also think that's amazing.
Yeah, and that's really the goal. I know that I felt very hopeless and helpless when I was really sick. And, if I can just help one person that you pay it forward with video, or a TV show that helps somebody that isn't feeling well, by educating them about holistic medicine, then I'll feel good about it.
Yeah, that's cool. Is there anything else you want to tell our listeners?
I would just say check out our website, hardheadedent.com. We'd love to work with you if you need a video or have an idea for a show.
Okay, cool. Thank you very much for being here with us.
Thank you so much for having me.
It's time to wrap things up. Thank you very much for being here with us today and listening. I hope you enjoyed this show as much as I did. If you want to listen to this show again or if you want to listen to other shows, go to talkwithfrancesca.com and you can find them all in there. Remember to make this week a great week. See you next time.